Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Chris, Lauren, Sharpie, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
How's everyone doing?
Great.
I'm good.
Awesome.
All right. Oh, boy, here we go.
Because we have snow, so we're not used to it. So we have snow, and it's awful, right?
It shuts down the city, yeah.
It does.
They've already canceled school for tomorrow.
Listen yes.
To snow one cares.
Oh, boy.
Stop it.
Chris, let it go.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I would like to build a snowman, but we don't. Well, we do have enough snow to build a snowman, I guess.
Did you guys see that Olaf?
That was cute.
Yeah.
No, which one?
I put an Olaf up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that was great, Lisa. I loved it.
Hey.
It's really cute. It was actually cute. A very good Olaf.
It was. Thank you very much. Not like I made it, but I was very proud of my neighbor.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
The snowman? I couldn't tell that it was an Olaf.
It was Olaf.
You know what? That's pretty good, I got to tell you. Okay.
Okay.
Darn overachiever neighbors of yours.
She saw his nose, but she didn't care for it at all.
Stop it.
I don't know how long you wait for these opportunities. You've got this bank, and they're just waiting.
They're just there. I have to give a shout out to Neil Patrick Harris with
because he listens to
yes.
the show.
with all the puns on the Oscars, it was amazing.
And did you notice that was the most lowest rated Oscars ever?
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even he acknowledged that it was terrible over Twitter. So
I thoroughly enjoyed it. That's probably why it was low.
I think you need to tweet him and let him know.
Yeah. It's like, thanks,
hey,
Neil.
Hey. Great job, yeah. Neil Patrick Harris. Yep. And he even came out in his underwear. That didn't help ratings.
Hmm.
So.
So do people call him Neil or Neil Patrick?
I think they call him Doogie Howser.
Okay.
Doogie.
I think they call him Neil.
We better get on topic or Steve's going to kill us.
I think Steve's already checked out.
Is he really? Okay.
Steve.
Okay.
Earth.
So.
Steve.
Are you here?
I'm here.
That
I'm just
laugh,
waiting.
That laugh is not his. I think this is really funny.
No, that's the.
That
yeah,
laugh
that's...
is a, I hate your guts. You know that's true. That
is that what it is?
It is. Whenever you laugh like that, you're kind of like, I'm not happy.
That's Steve's let's move this show along laugh.
Yeah.
Let's get moving.
It's an audio finger roll.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome.
What's our topic?
Okay. Our topic is transportation on your Walt Disney World trip, vacation, getaway.
But first, speaking of transportation, are we going to talk about a mode of transportation that won't be accessible all summer long?
Let's.
So what we're hearing is that Pirates of the Caribbean will be down from the 11th of May through September 25th, which is such an unusually long refurbishment. But as you might recall, last year, a kid lost a finger, or maybe it was an arm or a leg, or maybe his head. I don't know.
It was
something
the tips
dramatic.
Of two fingers.
Tips of two fingers.
It was an
See
adult,
how-
I think.
Yeah, it was an adult.
Okay,
yeah.
So my news was all, I read mine on the bathroom wall.
Clearly.
Yes. Anyway,
she
so
went in there to erase her phone number. I mean, come on, Chris Wood, get it together.
I went in there to put it up.
I was going to say, it's more like putting it up.
I had a hot pink Sharpie. I was like, there I go. Anyway, I'm kidding. So anyway, an adult lost the tip of two fingers because he put his hand in the water. So they've gone in, they went in a few days ago, and they shut it down, and they kind of looked at everything, and they planned a lot of stuff out, and now they're going to make those changes starting in May through September. So when you go back into Pirates, it will be completely padded and you can bang
your
head up against the wall. Exactly. Yes, it will be the safest place on earth. And there won't even be real water. It will just be sparkly things.
See, when we were there in January, we rode Pirates and we thought it was really funny that they were leaving the back row of every boat empty.
Yes.
And the reason why they were leaving the back row was because of the finger crunch hazard. They installed new boats.
Is that where he did it? Is that
yes.
how he hurt his hand? Okay.
On the rail.
Oh. Steve, remember all those times you reached down in the water and had a little drink of it?
Yeah. That's my favorite thing to do. And then and on Haunted Mansion, I like to just stand in between the cars and see if I can get the my foot caught in the track.
And then he does that until he starts coughing.
Yeah, yes. But no luck. Or I've been trying to stand up on Space Mountain as I ride it, but one of these days.
You know, all those, there are so many things at Disney that you think, why are they like this? Why is this like that? Why did they change this? There's a reason for everything, and oftentimes it involves little extremities that have been chopped off.
Well, and look at the, what was the thing, the Skyway or whatever that they used to have in the Magic Kingdom?
No, I love
they
the Skyway.
That down.
Well, that's because there's probably idiots that threw things on people.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah, it comes down to either, it usually comes down to someone doing something they're not supposed to be doing that causes a major change.
Weren't you the reason they took Skyway down?
Steve was the reason. Because when he was 11 on that trip by himself.
Oh, lightning.
The original reason was because of lightning and winds. They said it was down like 35% of the time or something like that. So they didn't leave it. Yeah, so it wasn't open enough. Mm. And it caused too much problem because if you had like sudden winds kick up while people are on it, they're all swaying back and forth. So it just wasn't a good attraction for Florida weather. Just like how the teacups are covered at Walt Disney World and they're not covered at Walt Disney or at Disneyland, just totally different weather styles.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny though is they do get quite a lot of rain out there. I mean, surprisingly.
Yeah, the queue for Small World.
They're in like a 3-year drought.
You know,
it rained last time I was there.
Yeah, it's always seemed like it rains at least once while we're there.
But it's there. But Southern California rain is usually very brief.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Transportation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the little news snippet.
Oh, wait,
there's one more that's Liberty Tree Tavern is going under for a long refurb, too.
Wow.
They're closing July 6th and won't reopen until November 19th.
You know what's really sad? They must be putting in new microwaves so they can heat up those frozen turkey dinners. Because the food there is not that good.
I like the food there.
I threw down the gauntlet. There. I know, because all of y'all love that food. I don't care for it.
I thought it was pretty good.
Good Americana food.
Of course you think it's good.
Roasted turkey, roast beef,
but it's
mashed
all
potatoes.
Fresh. It's not fresh. It is frozen.
I don't care if it's fresh.
I know, but come on. There's for your one table service credit, there's so many better places to eat.
But not okay. The last time we were there, our waitress was from like 3 miles from our hometown.
Well, that makes everything better.
It was because it was just awesome because she hadn't been home in several years. So we made her day and she was a great server too. So
she's like, hey, do you remember that little store on the corner? And Chris Sharps is like, yeah, it burned down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, they passed away. Yeah, that burned down.
Yeah.
She's like,
got rid of your dog.
They died. Way to bring the conversation down, Steve. Jeez.
Yay.
I guess I'm too perky even for Steve this evening.
Somebody's got to like offset the perkiness of Sharky. It's revolting. Stop it.
So how do we want to tackle transportation? You want to start at Magical Express?
Yeah. Yes. Let's... Magical Express would be a great place to start.
Okay. So Magical Express. Disney's Magical Express is a free service that is provided by Disney when you book your vacation at one of the Walt Disney World Resort hotels on property. And they have their own little corner of the Orlando International Airport. They don't have it at Sanford. It's only the Orlando International. And
Bill McCoy.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And MCO. Anyway.
Oh, nice.
They have the buses that go to all the different resorts, and it's very well organized most of the time. And you go down. Help me out, guys. You go
side
to
B.
Side B, and you
side
go down.
B, second level.
You go down to the taxis and the car rentals and the ground transportation. was coming to that. It was coming to me. And you go all the way to the end, and you're going to see signs for Disney's Magical Express.
Just follow the slew of people.
Pretty much.
Do you know what I find odd is there aren't a ton of signs. You know,
and
you would think there would be more.
There were
more signs.
When you came down the escalator,
they took some down.
There used to be one.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm always surprised by it. I always warn people. I'm like, you know, you may not see a sign, so ask somebody. Preferably someone who actually works there, not like a total stranger who's just wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they have Mouse Chat t-shirt on, they might know.
Probably.
Could happen.
Because our fans are awesome.
But it's real. It's very well organized. Lisa was saying.
I actually say I do believe that Magical Express is a well-oiled machine.
Yeah,
it is. It's the
they
best
have perfected
thing.
It.
Yeah, it's the best thing they've come up with.
So you get up and you get up there, and oh, the other thing is you have to before you leave home, you tag your bags with the luggage
tags.
The yellow, yeah, and they have your name and resort on them. So you put them on the or when you're leaving your home airport. That's the last time you'll see them. So they will show up in your room.
Well, they give them to you eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, not the last time.
Well, or it could be the last time.
It's
depends.
It's a luggage removal service. It's the last
they replace
time you'll
it,
ever
they replace
see
it.
Your luggage.
It's the last time you'll touch your luggage until it goes
you
right to your room.
You get your Alice in Wonderland outfit laying on your bed when you get to the hotel room. Yes.
Do you know why I like that? Because I am so tip phobic. Like, I probably get nervous about tipping. And so I'm like, how many people do I need to tip? Do I tip this person for that? But it takes all of that out of there.
Yeah.
You just go to Disney World, and when you come back, it's in your room.
And
I mean,
saves you like a good 45 minutes or so waiting for it to get off the plane, finding it on the carousel.
Yeah.
And then so you don't have to do any of that.
Express.
Yeah. So you walk right to Magical
and
Express.
For some reason, whenever I have to claim my luggage, you know, if I'm flying like and somewhere I need to like, I'm flying late and I don't want to have Magical Express deliver my bags because, you know, after like 7-8 o'clock at night when my kids were little, I would go get bags because I didn't want them knocking on my door at 11 o'clock to give me my luggage.
Right.
But it always seemed like I came in and I had baggage stuff on side A and I'd have to go to side A and I'd have to lug it up and over and back down again to side B.
That's a pain.
So that's the worst.
Yeah. So it's super convenient. And then you wear your magic band. And then they just tap your magic band when right before you get on the bus or right there when you check in. And
yeah,
then
so
you
sure
get
you
in a line.
Pack those.
Yeah, so don't pack your magic band so you have them there. And then
carry
on
luggage.
I've never waited. I mean, we wait for a few minutes maybe, and then they load us on a bus and we're off.
Yeah, I think it's either, you know, less than 5 minutes or there's something going on and you end up waiting for like 20. That's happened once or twice.
I've waited a while. That one time we all stayed at Beach Club for one of the Pixie trips, I waited like quite a while, but I think that was the only time.
Yeah, apparently, when you come in late at night, you wait longer, which surprises me.
The only downside really to Magical Express, frankly, is the return trip because you've got to be on that. You know, you're leaving 3 hours early, and if you've got a 7 o'clock flight, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, that's and you got to go check your bag if you want. Drop
or like
if
you're
at
Animal Kingdom Lodge and you have to go through three other resorts to get to yours, you know, or something like that. I mean, sometimes that's a pain because your bus isn't specifically, you know, Coronado or Beach Club or whatever. I mean, you share buses with other people. So,
So you may be the first stop. You may be the third stop.
Yeah.
Maybe the fourth
and maybe
stop.
You'll get lucky and you'll get every now and then we get this really awesome guy who entertains us on the way.
Yeah. The last time we were on the bus, the guy was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
It was nice.
So. And Magical Express has that great luggage check, resort airline check that you can do on your way back.
Yeah,
I
so you can
that
do the same. Yeah.
Better than anything else because.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Not having to deal with your luggage for security.
Yeah, not even dealing with like checking in for your flight. They do everything, hand you your boarding pass.
Yeah.
And you don't see it again until you get to your home airport.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be nice if they delivered it to your house and it was like laying on your bed when
you
got home?
That would be great.
Hung in the closet.
If it were on your bed. I just have to be honest.
Every time I've ever gone to Disneyland, that's the one thing I think while I'm in the airport. Magical Express. Magical Express.
Well, Disneyland is horrible. Disneyland is the exact
just
opposite.
Chasing down that bus with your luggage in that smoggy airport.
Oh, it's awful.
Then there are always tons of people smoking while you're waiting, yes. like in that little median, you're like, oh my God, stop. It's California. Mm-hmm. I thought you people were healthy.
Yeah, it's it's totally different. Yeah, but it saves you all that money, so you don't have to get in a cab or rent a car unless you want to rent a car. And then luggage goes right to your room. You don't have to worry about it. You're not having to worry about tipping people. And you just get there, and it's there. But, of course, you know, it can show up to like 3 hours later, although we've never had that happen. But so bring stuff with you if you
want to go to the
pool
or
park or whatever. Yeah,
bring a bag to take with you to the park and a bag you can leave at all services if your room's not ready. The great thing about Disney, too, with that is if you get there early, they'll let you check in, which is awesome. Your room might not be ready, but they'll let you check in and start your package.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. What you do is you actually go to the front desk and check in. And they've even kind of changed that, too, recently.
Mm-hmm.
But the standard routine is you check in and you give them a cell phone number and they will text you your room number. And since your key is in your Magic Band electronically, you don't need to go back to the desk to get a key. You can just get, you know what room to go to and it'll work. It'll get you in. And you can leave your your check bags at the luggage desk, the concierge desk or the luggage
bell services.
And you can go outside and check it with the luggage guys.
And just so you guys know too, there's a great thing that Bell Services has in most of the resorts. They have refrigerators and freezers. So if you have I've actually transferred from one hotel to another and I had water and like snack stuff and whatever, and they put everything in the fridge and stored it for me.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So next transportation option, which one do you want to do, Lisa?
Well, are we done? I was going to just mention that the Magical Express has some welcome information, like a little movie that they run, and that gets you all psyched up for your trip, and it's fun, and it's got characters, so it's very entertaining. It's a very comfortable motor coach. If you ended up, for whatever reason, if you did not have the Magical Express tags that you put on your luggage so that they can pull them and then have them sent directly to your room, there are ways around that. You don't have to go to the carousel to claim your luggage. You can simply take your claim tags and go to the cast member at the Disney Magical Express desk and give them your claim tickets to your luggage, and they will go to the carousel and they'll finish with the Disney Magical Express process from there. Do they say add an hour if you have to do that?
Yeah.
About an hour. So it just takes a little longer.
It's going to be about 4 hours.
Yeah, but it's not a bad deal if you do plan to go to the parks, you know, whether it's 4 hours or 6 hours, it'll be there when you get back. So it's nice. Definitely nice. All right, so you are at your resort, and now you want to go to a park. What are your options if you're staying at Port Orleans Riverside and you want to go to the Magic Kingdom? Do you have to rent a car?
Good.
Do you have to get a bike? A rickshaw?
That'd be cool.
Well, they have, so when you stay on Disney property, you get to use all the Disney transportation, so... And I think you guys get this question a lot. So basically, there's a bus system. And from staying off property, you really realize how nice it is because they come pretty much every 20 minutes. Some of the resorts now even have a display that tells you when the next bus is coming for Magic
Kingdom.
That's
a work in progress.
Yeah, there's just a few. I know we saw it over at
Animal Kingdom,
yeah.
Grand Floridian has it as well.
Oh, that's nice. So maybe your deluxes are slowly starting to get it, and it'll show when the next one's coming. But normally it's, you know, about every 20 minutes, which is not a long time because we stayed at some off-site ones, and it was only like maybe 3 times in the morning every couple hours and then a couple times at night, and that was it. And they'll take you pretty much to any of the parks. So you can go to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios or Epcot, or you can get over to Downtown Disney, which also includes the water parks. And then from there, if you're trying to get to resort, then it's a little trickier because you usually have to go to one of the parks, and then jump on another bus to that destination. So you could go to Downtown Disney and transfer. You could go to the Magic Kingdom and transfer. And then there's also a multitudes of ways to get through boats and monorails.
And you should also note that if you are trying to go to Downtown Disney, you can only get there via busing from a resort. You can't go from a park to Downtown Disney or Downtown Disney to a park. So yeah. If you need to get down there, you need to just kind of allow extra time for that.
Yeah. So you can't, that's to avoid people parking at Downtown Disney and then jumping on a bus and trying to get into Magic Kingdom. So
yeah, if you want to park at Downtown Disney because you don't want to pay the $18 parking, it's going to take you quite a while to get to a resort and then to the park that you want to go to. And so you're going to waste probably 90 minutes or so.
At least an hour. Yeah, at least an hour depending on where you end up going.
Mm-hmm. And so honestly, when you're at Disney, time is money and you just blew a whole bunch of it.
And we should also tell people that you want to note that Disney does recommend that if you're going from like your hotel to, let's say, the Contemporary, and you're staying at, you know, one of the values or moderates or, you know, someplace that's not on the monorail, that you should always allow about 90 minutes to get to any given location.
You know, when they go through their speech every time you book a dining reservation, they say allow 90 minutes for transportation. And I think that's excessive, but
it's not.
It's not. It's really
it
not.
It really depends. Like last,
if you hit the bus right, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were staying at Art of Animation over New Year's, and I had a dining reservation at 1900 Park Fair, and I remember calling someone, and they were like, "Oh my!" And we had like 90 minutes, and they're like, "You're not going to make it." Fortunately, we had a car, and we went the back way. We didn't take the bus, but if we had had to rely on the bus that day on a busy day, there's no way we would have made it.
So. Yeah. It's tough.
I've learned that the only reliable source of transportation at Disney is what you provide yourself.
I don't think that's true, but I know where you're coming from with that.
Well, I think, it's
tough
to get.
It just takes so long to get some places sometimes.
It does.
But sometimes it's quick.
Like, right, but it's not reliable. That's the thing.
I would say that 90% of the time, I don't have one complaint about Disney transportation. But that 10% of the time, like, you know, the time Kevin and I had planned this really nice, it was like our anniversary, it was a couple of years ago. We planned a really nice anniversary dinner at Monsieur Paul in Epcot. And we got a sitter for the kids. That's money. And all we had to do was get on the monorail. We had to get on the monorail and go from where we were staying at the Contemporary to Epcot. And the monorail was down. And there was no bus. There just wasn't a bus. So after more than an hour of waiting, we just took a cab. So.
Yeah.
I've done that before, too. I've gotten frustrated waiting for like a boat or something at the Contemporary.
Yes.
And I just say, forget it. And I walk out front and hail a cab.
And actually, you know, and I always say this. People always say, what's the most convenient resort transportation-wise? There isn't any. There's not one. Because while I can walk to the Magic Kingdom from Contemporary, I'm, you know, reliant upon buses for Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios at the Contemporary, and they're not that fast. So, you know, I think that I waited a long time for this. You know, and the irony being, and Lauren and I have said this before, we found that the buses at the Value seem to run faster and more regularly than any, even though they're farther off property or they're farther from the parks.
I totally agree with that.
But we saw that they were a little more full.
They're more full, but they have more busing coming through.
Yep. They have more buses.
I still have an issue with the fact that you can pay for Pop Century or you can pay for French Quarter and you have your own bus line, but you pay for Beach Club and you go to three different bus stops.
Yep, you share it with all those
you
other
resorts.
You
share with Beach Yacht. Like, there's a whole bunch of them over there.
You share
Sometimes
with
you have
the
Swan and Dolphin.
Yes, which is a huge pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And that takes
I have
forever.
A problem with that. You're paying for a deluxe resort. You should have a designated bus
but
for that
you know,
resort.
You know what the problem with that resort was? Go ahead.
I could see sharing, like, Beach and Yacht.
Yes, But the problem with that resort is even if you take into consideration beach club and yacht club, in the middle of the day, a bus going to the Magic Kingdom is going to be pretty empty. Because one thing, because I had never really stayed there very long, but we stayed there a couple weeks ago with the kids, or I did with the kids, and it's really small, beach club is. It's a very small resort. And you can see how, you know, they kind of need to double up on those or triple up on those buses, so...
I say they just need smaller buses for those routes.
They need helicopters.
For what you pay for a deluxe airdrop resort, you should have a dedicated bus for that resort.
Yeah. And you do it. Don't you?
Yeah,
do you at Grand?
$500 a night.
Or do those? Is the Grand Floridian stop with the Poly?
Grand Floridian, Poly, designated. And Wilderness Lodge often share a bus.
Yeah.
Right. And Contemporary.
Yeah, but that's during off times.
So it depends.
Yeah, I don't find taking the buses from any of the monorail resorts to be very convenient, to be honest. But since I'm always at Magic Kingdom, it hardly matters. So,
yeah, we've had our luck has been good going from resort to park to the parks and back. But it's always challenging going from one resort to another resort for dinner and then from that resort and back. It's just a lot. It's too much time and too many buses and too much risk. So we usually drive it if we can or get a cab.
So let me ask y'all a question. If someone is, and I've wondered this myself, if someone is going to the TTC and they're going to go to the Magic Kingdom, do you think they get there, say it's first thing in the morning, did they get there faster on the ferry or on the monorail?
Oh, I don't know.
It all depends on if there's a ferry sitting there
waiting. Yeah. If you're the last one on the ferry, you know, that could work out nicely.
I have found it to be very fast.
Stop it. The ferry holds like, what, 3 times more people than an average monorail does?
Probably does.
Car. Yeah. So,
but if
the ferry goes direct.
Yeah. And it's like right there.
Yeah.
Well, so does TTC.
But the ferry is also like, I always tell people if like it's your first trip and you're going to drive to the Magic Kingdom, make sure you take the ferry because you get that, you see the castle. You're like halfway through the Seven Seas Lagoon and all of a sudden you're like, bam.
My first trip to Walt Disney World, that is one of my
favorite thing to do.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
I went when I was 5 and here I am at 33 years old and that is still a very profound memory.
Me too.
It is. Really is.
It's like a fairy tale.
I haven't been on that ferry in a long time. But yeah, so
you haven't?
Yeah, that's the whole thing too. If you drive to the Magic, so we usually take the bus to the Magic Kingdom from our resort because if you drive, you have to park out in the parking lot and then you have to take the tram to the front and then you have to take the ferry or the monorail and then walk to the thing versus taking the bus that drops you off right at the gate.
Yeah.
So
the trams kill me. Somebody asked me the other day what they do about a stroller. She said, you know, I have a double stroller. What do I do with the trams? And I said, I can't even tell you because to be honest, I tried one time to put my stroller on the tram. And from here on out, I haven't used a tram unless someone forces me, even though I don't have a stroller anymore because it's impossible. And especially if you have a double stroller. Well, but you have, even if it's folded, those double strollers, they're so narrow, the spaces don't fit very well.
But I believe it's the back row. It's either the back row or the front row of either every car, or every other car has 2 rows facing one another. So you would just need to kind of jockey for that position.
You'd have to get lucky and get that one. But I don't like the trams anyway. I think they take forever.
Yeah, they do.
So
they take a long time to load, and then they, you know, they're constantly telling people not to cross the red line or yellow line or whatever it is, and they're still they're still crossing.
Yes.
And you're just
like,
let's go.
You don't need the tram at like Hollywood Studios.
Nah,
it's not that
walk.
Big of a parking lot.
But
and some people, you know, you think about how much walking you do in the park, and
by the time you're done at the end of the day, the last thing you want to do
it really
is walk across a hot parking lot to your
car. I make the kids do it. The kids always want to take the tram. I'm like, suck it up, buttercup. Come on.
They'll hate you when they're an adult.
They already, you know, they love me. I'm sweet to them.
No, no, as much complaining as we're doing, I think the bus system is pretty good for
it's
a resort.
I don't mind the busing at all.
I mean, I've never, I mean, I know there's stories, I know, and I know some of us have had it where we've waited like an hour for a bus, but normally for, it's pretty good. It's convenient. You get right there, you get back. We haven't had really any massive issues, and on a 7-day vacation, we might have one time where things don't work out, but, and then same with the boats and the monorail.
My problem is standing to wait for the buses. I would rather walk 5 hours than stand for 30 minutes.
It's tough.
That's how I feel too.
It's tough because you're like, that's how, we all feel. Cause you're like, okay, there's a big long line for the monorail to go over to the Contemporary, or we could just walk and, you know, they'll probably get there the same time or even, or, you know, who knows, but
I prefer the walk.
It's better to walk instead. Yeah. So even if that monorail loads and another one comes and they beat you there, you feel like you're doing something.
I like that walking time after, like if I'm staying at the Contemporary, I never take the monorail because I always feel like it's like, it's my relaxation. There's not a lot of people around, you know, it's, I don't know. That's one of my favorite things to do at night when I'm, okay, I'm a dork. Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you something that someone told me? So I was checking in at Beach Club, you know, a couple weeks ago, whenever it was. And the guy at the gate said, now, you know, this Magic Band allows you to use Disney transportation. Without it, you can't use Disney transportation. And I thought, no one has ever said that to me, ever, that I needed some. And I had heard rumblings, but that is not the case. Disney is not making anyone show like a room key or something to use transportation.
I know. It's always been the rule. Even when I was there, it was to use it, you had to have a room key.
You had to be sure everyone had their room key with them.
But I never, but no one ever pushed it. Because, you know, especially when you had the room key. And it's the same with the Magic Band because you still could have off. Well, I don't know. I guess on-site guests would only have it. And some off-site would buy them, but the room key, you know, one person in the party might have it and the kids and everyone else might not, even though, I don't know. But
actually benefits them to let people ride transportation, because if I want to, you know, sell a lot of, if I want to fill up my restaurants, I need people to come to the Grand Floridian, you know, who might not be staying there. But can we do a little section on strollers and Disney transportation, because I, you know, it hasn't been too long since I had a stroller. And I know y'all still have one for Brooke now and then, but I think that is a big pain. And I was always really happy to see that some of the boats, like the friendships that ran between Epcot and all of those resorts, I could take my stroller on without, you know.
Yeah, without folding it up.
Yeah, without folding it up. So.
Yeah,
what
if
you had to give people tips about getting strollers on the bus, for example?
Make sure that you empty them out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I've seen so many people standing there, a whole line of people waiting behind them.
Yes.
They have 35 pounds of souvenirs saved in the bottom of the stroller. They go to fold the stroller up. Stuff starts flying. Like, I feel bad for the people, but I'm like, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
It'd be great. Yeah. It would be great if people had folded them up before before the, you know, bus gets there.
I understand your kid's asleep. It's difficult. It really is. But it's one of those things. It's like you're with 100 of your closest sweaty, tired, sunburned friends, and they want to get on the bus. They don't want to wait on you to stand there, not realizing, oh, that's our bus coming. I should probably unpack the stroller now.
Yeah, and you could unpack it and just let your kid sleep, and then you just pick up the kid and you fold it and you're good to go. Yeah, it's tough.
Well, and that's why they don't make you fold them up on the monorail, which is nice.
No, not on the monorail
or on those boats.
Big ferry
on the big
ferry's fine.
The boats over at Epcot and Hollywood Studios, like Chris was saying.
Some of the little boats they do.
But once you get to the Ticket and Transportation Center, you're going to need to fold it to get on the tram.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and it's
unless
hard.
You make the kids walk,
or you just
and carry the
your
stroller.
Car and continue to push the stroller.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, and then the
battles aren't worth fighting.
The other thing with strollers is you can rent them at the parks. Same with wheelchairs, but you know, then you have to go there, you have to rent it, then you have to leave it there, and then you're like. carrying your sleeping kid the whole way to the bus and the whole way to your room. Yeah, yeah, and you're constantly without it. So it's easier to rent one through a stroller rental company, and they'll deliver it to your resort, or bring one from home. So either of those two options, and then you have it with you.
That is actually an important element of transportation at Disney, is do you rent a stroller in the parks or an ECV in the park, or do you rent it and have it delivered? Because, you know, like a lot of people, like by the time your kid's five, you might have sold that stroller 2 years ago. But a five-year-old at Disney World, she's going to get really tired walking. So maybe you want to rent a stroller. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, if my kid gets tired, I'll go rent a stroller. But for the $35 you just spent, you could have rented it with an off-property company. Yeah.
Yeah. And then and the part where you really need it is at 1 a.m. when you're getting off your bus at Coronado Springs, and you gotta lug the kid like all the way across the whole thing and up the stairs and into the room.
Either. Well, because
now my kids are actually carrying me.
Yes. Well, and you can't take the stroller out of the park. But let me ask you a question. What about the wheelchairs? Because I'm constantly seeing wheelchairs left in the parking lot at night. So can you take those? You can't take the ECVs out, but you can take the wheelchairs out, right?
Yeah, but the thing is you don't get your deposit back.
Okay. So that's why people are inclined to return that ECV for the deposit, I guess, but they don't care about the wheelchairs.
Well, you pay a deposit on the wheelchairs too, but it's not as
it's probably
as large.
Not as high. Yeah. Okay. Right?
Yeah, you kind of – that.
No, wait. This is like a business idea. So instead of like me collecting cans, I could just take all those wheelchairs back in? Like, hey,
here's
I need my $5 back.
They should be able to give you the money. You're collecting it for them.
You know what? That actually does make sense.
Yeah, I would rent off property on in both cases because you get it for your resort. You get it in the morning when you're leaving. You get it when you're super tired on the way back, and you're not spending the first precious moments of rope drop waiting in a line to rent an ECV or a scooter or whatever, and then spending the last minutes getting rid of it and then going to the bus and carrying your kid the rest of the way home.
Does anyone know what like 5 days rental on it, like, because that's average, right? 5 day rental on an ECV. Does anyone know what that costs?
Well, we just rented one. How much was it?
I am shocked that you don't know. Because you remember everything.
I know, but I also looked into another one, but it was for 4 days. I don't know. I'm going to say it's like $25 a day.
That's not bad.
And then there's a discount for subsequent days.
Yeah.
And the strollers are cheaper outside, too, and they're also...
they're also nicer.
They're nice.
They're also nicer. Yeah. They're not like those hard plastic.
Yeah.
We have seen an adult sleeping in one of the hard plastic ones.
They're huge.
That's the only benefit to the hard plastic one is your five-year-old can fit in it.
Right.
Yep.
But your five-year-old can fit in those, what are they, city something or other?
City Mini.
City Mini, yeah. Your five-year-old could fit in those. I think that's probably the upper limit for most kids that age. But yeah, easily you could fit five. Go ahead.
I also think, too, that you have it's easier to pick up a $20 umbrella stroller and bring it with you.
Yeah. Well, and it depends, though, because if you're concerned about mobility, those nicer strollers that you can rent are a lot easier to push around all day. And somebody like Steve – because I've seen you with the smaller stroller, is halfway bent over because he's, you know, umbrella strollers are fine for short people like me, but taller people need, you know, it's a good investment. $100 for a week, it's more than worth it, I think.
Another word of caution with umbrella strollers is hanging stuff off the back of them.
Oh, yeah.
tipping them backwards.
Yes. Well, you can do those with those City Mini ones, too, I've found out. The hard way. Nice. Those are also kind of hard to close. It took Kevin and I like, you know, 24 hours into a trip one time. We were like, how do we get this closed? So, but they're awesome strollers. And yeah.
Well, the other thing is we want to talk a little bit about, some of you guys have done rental cars. So what's the best way to get a rental car off property, on property, and then also you know, what conveniences does it allow you to have?
So I will start this. I'm terrible about renting cars. I always rent cars. And I would say that probably 90% of the time I rent from Priceline.com. They have a negotiator thing. And I end up getting cars for like $12, $15 a day. Now, granted, they're tiny cars, but...
And there's, you know, a story that will follow.
What? When I complain about how small they are?
No, no.
And the fact that she can never find them in a parking lot.
Do you know what? I was at Epcot the
I
other day.
I think it's
and
red. She beeps the thing. It's a white car.
I couldn't even find my own car. And my daughter was like, "Mom, you always do this." I was like, and it was our own car. It was our minivan. Anyway, yes. So I always do Priceline.com. And it's... Orlando is one of the few places where it's actually cheaper to rent at the airport than it is offsite. So just keep that in mind.
See, I've found the opposite to be true at times, but for the most part, that is true. It is usually cheaper to rent at the, 'cause usually about the least you're going to pay even for like a subcompact car on property or near property is about $35 to $40 a day.
You just do so. I tell all my clients, I'm like, because they always say, where should I rent from? I'm just like Priceline.com. I feel like Captain Kirk, you know, he does the commercials.
My concern with Priceline is always that I never know what company I'm getting it from.
Yep.
And I don't necessarily like that. That always makes me nervous.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care for that either.
They only do Enterprise, Hertz, Alamo, and Budget at Orlando Airport.
And those are all good ones there, so that's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly haven't had a bad experience with them. I really haven't, and I'll be using them next month. So.
Well, and another thing Sorry, Lauren.
Go ahead.
Another thing that's nice is that it's not a shuttled rental car lot. You just walk.
I do like that.
That is nice. It used to not be. There only used to be like
walk across
one.
The street.
Yeah. It was like 5 miles away. And it was terrible. But in the last like 3 or 4 years, they're all on site now, which is very nice. So
I like it because Chris always rents a car and then we get to ride.
We don't have to stuff you people
yeah.
in.
Mm-hmm. But we do have to ride with Chris though. So
that's
true. You know,
that's a little scary.
And you know what? Thank God, because like So one of the things that's going to trip you up if you rent a car and then you drive from the airport are the toll roads. And I often forget. Now, since I now have 2 sun passes in my car, I'm good to go. But I never used to remember money. And I'd be like, oh, thank God Steve is here, because Steve would have change. But yeah, otherwise I was out of luck. So
the one thing, too, with car rentals, you can rent a car through Disney. Like if you wanted to just rent a car for a day or so and go to, say, Legoland. Disney does require a 2-day rental, but they do have on-site car rental. What is it? Alamo they have, I think.
Yeah.
Alamo and National.
And you can call them directly and book a car for one night if you call directly. If you book it through Disney, I think you pay a little higher. Sorry, Disney.
Do they have Hertz on site too? Because isn't Hertz their official rental or what?
Okay, no. Alamo's
okay. All righty.
But you also have different car rental companies at the Swan and Dolphin. And then at Downtown Disney. I've rented from the Avis at the Hilton
Palace.
I've rented from Enterprise at I think it's the Wyndham. And then I've also rented from Alamo at the Dolphin. And with Alamo, there is an annual pass holder discount.
Which one's at Buena Vista?
Buena Vista Palace. I can't remember which one it is, but we rented from there. Let me see.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a bunch of options around Downtown Disney.
Chris Sharps, you must rent every time you go because you always go off property to go to church, right?
Yeah, we do. We usually do like a 24-hour rental. So
it's Alamo.
Okay. That's nice, because then and then what do? You take the bus, you drop the car off Sharpie at Downtown Disney, and then you take the Downtown Disney bus back to the hotel.
No. They shuttle. Yeah. Sorry, I was because the last few times we've rented from Alamo, which is right there at the Car Care Center as you leave the Magic Kingdom parking lot.
Yep.
And you just call their shuttle and they come pick you up at the resort and then they take you back when you drop the car off.
Oh, that's nice.
It is. Yeah,
it's convenient.
Someone at the Ticket Transportation Center told me the first time that we rented, oh, yeah, you can walk there. No.
Oh,
you
no. Walk there. You can't walk there.
It is not walkable.
No.
But there is a free shuttle, so.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, and that's also a good way to go see Universal Studios, Harry Potter, or whatever, if you wanted to.
Yeah, because the shuttle cost is so expensive.
That's nice.
Well, I find if you have enough people, it's cheaper to take a taxi.
Yeah. Because then you're not paying for parking over there, which is $18,
you know.
And then
and you
gotta
drop off right there. You don't have
you're on your schedule.
Oh, that's true too. That's good too.
Yeah, because anyone who's Lauren, was I on the phone with you when I paid? I was driving into Universal. I'm like, Lauren, I'm gonna live it up. I'm gonna pay $8 extra and get the upgraded parking. And it was still
a 6 mile walk.
Yeah, she's like, is it still really far? And I was like, yes, it is. So
see the VIP parking at Legoland is amazing.
Really?
It is right at the front gate.
Well, they don't have that at Universal.
And so is Disney's. Disney's is right there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't pay extra for Disney's VIP parking.
You could accidentally drive in there and not know any better and keep parking there for the entirety of your trip until someone pointed it out to you.
Yes, oops. That's true.
And then you'll do the same thing on the next trip?
No, I only did it that one time. I had no idea. And then I came back and I was like, oh, never mind.
The other thing, too, is when you stay on Disney property, you can you get free parking. If you are staying at the resorts, the parking is free. And the parks, it's free, too, just so our listeners know that.
Yeah, that's good, too. And you can go off-site and get groceries. Which is a big plus. Yeah, or supplement some of your dinings with some cheaper options offsite if you want to.
There are some
great, really inexpensive restaurants within
20
minutes of the Magic Kingdom parking lot.
Mm-hmm. It is, and we've been venturing off property because we're not getting the dining plan as much, and I'm just I've got 3 kids. It's expensive to feed them, and there's a lot of good stuff. Things that you, from the outside, you would not think it was worth going into. So.
Always trust TripAdvisor.
That's right.
Yes, that's good. Yeah.
Check your dining reviews. Yelp.
I think we should just say that, I mean, overall, I feel that Disney transportation is pretty good. And it's a great deal. I mean, because it is free. So,
yeah it really is. We visit so often that we get grumpy about a 40-minute bus wait. But for the average visitor, it doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah. And we stayed at an offsite hotel. And also, even at the Four Seasons, I mean, even at the Four Seasons where you're paying an unbelievable amount of money, the buses come very sporadically. And they probably have a morning schedule and then they don't do anything. And then they have a night schedule. And we stayed at the Hyatt Grand Cypress and it was like 3 or 4 buses all morning long. And that was it. And then like 2 or 3 buses late at night. And then there's no, so it's not, and it's like at least it's like every hour for only a little bit. And then there's a huge break of time and then a couple at night and that's it.
I think the main reason, I mean, and obviously I enjoy staying on property, but I think one of the biggest draws for me is the transportation.
It makes it so easy.
Yeah. And if you're close at, and you can walk, I mean, like we said, from Contemporary, or you could walk any of the Epcot resorts.
That
you can walk
awesome.
To Epcot, you can walk to Hollywood Studios, you can catch a boat, you can just go over there for dinner, come back here.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Well, the last time we were there, I had the scooter, and case in point, it would have been so much easier to stay on property with that scooter than to have to put it in the back of the SUV every time.
Pick it up and take it out.
Yeah,
it was tough.
That was not easy. It would have been so easy if we were at the beach club or something. With the scooter, you can actually just roll onto the bus. You don't have to get off.
Yeah.
And and it would be the same with any mode of transportation at Disney with the scooter. It would have just rolled everywhere.
Yep.
It would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else on transportation?
Well, what about valet? We talked about renting a car or bringing your own car.
So
now, what if you rent a car for like $14 a day, and then you valet it. Chris Wood.
Well, okay, don't make – so – and Sharpie thinks this is hilarious, and it is kind of funny. We were down there for – it was like a pixie trip, right? It was like a work thing. And I was like, yeah, I've got this – valet my car. It's 20 bucks a day – or 20 bucks to valet my car. And then I picked it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, I owe them $80.
Yeah, she was daily. All bragging, and she's like, yeah, I only paid $12 a day for my rental car. Go me. And she was paying more to valet her car per day than she was to rent her car. Like, plus, that's classy, Chris.
Plus, I always tip the valet parking people really well, because I remember poor Steve, you know, would say that he would get, you know, no one would tip him. So in Steve's memory, I always tip those guys well.
But so what Chris said, yeah, so valet parking is $20 now at all the resorts that have it. And
unless you have Tables in Wonderland and you bought dinner with your Tables in Wonderland card.
And now what's the deal? It used to be with DVC, but it's not with DVC anymore?
Used to be you had free valet with DVC. Not anymore.
That is no longer the case.
Okay. Stinks.
Because Disney used to have their own valet service in-house, but it is now contracted out.
Yeah.
And just FYI, I tried to get Steve to give us a picture of him with those pants and socks, and he wouldn't do it. He said he didn't have any.
You know, the nice thing about back then is the only way you got a picture is if you had a camera with you. Now everyone has a camera with a cell phone. So there's pictures of everything. But back then, it was like only occasionally. And the only photos I even have from that whole time is like when we went to like a cast Christmas party and they had photographers there that took a photo and gave it to you.
Wow. And you kept that because it had like...
Because you'd be like crazy. You'd be like a nerd walking around with a camera around your neck every day over there.
Well, that's disappointing.
So, yeah, so I don't have any photos of that. Sure, there's one somewhere. I don't know.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and wrap up the show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or you can go to mousechat.net and download them there. If you have comments or questions for us, those can be sent to comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.